Today's daf is Nida daf Tezvav. We are holding on daf Yud Dalid Amud Beis. We are at Rav Ashi Omar, about 7 lines from the end of the page. Today's share is once again sponsored by Dr. David Landerer in honor of his wife and children, and we thank him again for the continued sponsorship of the Daf Yomi. We were in the middle of a discussion yesterday. We were trying to resolve a stira about how to define la'achar zman. On the one hand, the Mishnah seemed to say that the shir of la'achar zman is the amount of time that it takes to get off the bed and clean yourself off, and yet we have a brisa that says it's the amount of time that it takes to reach tachsakar or tachsakeses and find an eid bedika and be bodik and clean yourself off with that cloth. So we had one resolution to this theory yesterday, that there are two different time frames that we're talking about. There's the achazman, there's the achleachazman. There's the time of suffix and the time that you're even beyond the point of suffix. So we're going to have a second resolution to that stira right now, today, when we begin, and then we'll discuss some potential nafkamina between those two resolutions. Then the Gemara is going to discuss two explanations of why the chachamim hold that a roa kesem is metame boala. That even if she finds a kesem, the chachamim would hold that is metame boala. That we're more strict by kesamim, it seems. Then we're going to have a Mishnah on the Amud Aleph, where the Mishnah is going to talk about the assumption that a husband can make that his wife is tahora, and particularly when he's bamin aderech, when he comes back from a trip, he can assume his wife is Torah, but there's going to be a machlokas in the Gemara about the limits of that assumption, and that machlokas is going to relate to our general attitude toward Vestos, whether Vestos are Daraisa or Vestos are only Darabanan. On Amud Beis, the Gemara is going to discuss perhaps keeping a cheshbon when he comes back, whether his wife, even if she did become Tamea, whether she could have become Torah by the time he comes back, and that maybe changes the assumption, because even though she may have become Tamea, but if there was enough time for her to become Tahora, maybe you could assume that she has done so. And that's going to lead to a general sugya, which is going to take us into tomorrow's daf, of Safek Motzi Midei Vadai. Let's say you know that there's a Vadai problem, but it's a Safek that problem might have been solved. Do we assume that a Safek is Motzi Midei Vadai, or might be Motzi Midei Vadai? So let's begin. We're at Rav Ashi Omar. So again, we're dealing with the stira between the Braisa and the Mishnah as to how to define La'achar Zman. So the Rav Chista's answer was that there's La'achar Zman of reaching under the pillow and grabbing a bedika cloth, but then there's La'achar Zman of getting off of the bed and cleaning yourself off. Rav Ashi Omar, Idi V'idi Chachi Yuruhu. That both of them are the same shear. It all depends. Eid biyadah kadesh termina mitav tadiach spana. If she's already holding a bedikal cloth in her hand, then it's the amount of time that it takes to get off of the bed and clean herself. But ein eid biyada, if she doesn't have a bedikal cloth in her hand, kadesh toshdiyad l'taksakar l'taksakesr titalei v'tivduk bo. Then that same amount of time is the amount of time it takes to retrieve a bedikal cloth and then clean herself off with it. Why did Rav Chista not say like Rav Ashi? So Pashtos is, Rashi points out, Rav Chista does not say like Rav Ashi because he doesn't think that they take the same amount of time. He thinks that reaching for a bedika cloth takes less time than getting off of the bed, than climbing off of the bed, which would mean that this machlokas between Rav Chista and Rav Ashi is a machlokas and mitzias, which is always something that we try to avoid, to say that you have a machlokas amarai and that's a machlokas and mitzias. So there are other explanations aside from Rashi, but just the simple reading is that it is in fact a machlokas and mitzias. So says the Gemara, Meisvei, Ezu Achar Zman, what exactly is Achar Zman? Dover Zeh, Shol, Reb Lozer, Reb Tzadik, Bnei Chacham, Bu'usha. They asked, Reb Lozer, Reb Tzadik, asked the Chacham in Usha to define the Achar Zman, and he was curious by why they had failed to do so, why they never gave a clear definition for the Achar Zman. Va'amalem, and he said to them, Shemek Rabbi Akiva Atamom, Shemek Tamez Bo'ala, maybe you never defined the Achar Zman because you hold like Rabbi Akiva, that it doesn't make a difference that even Kolme Ace La Ace, if she finds Dam 24 hours after Tashmish, that even that is going to be Mitame Bo'ala. Maybe that's why you never define Lach Azman. Amrulo Lo Shamanu. They said, no, that's not why. We never define Lach Azman because we never heard, we don't have a tradition as to what the Shir is. This is the kind of thing that has to be passed down from Rebbe to Talmud, and we don't have such a tradition. So Amrulahem, so he says, oh, so let me give you one. Kach Pirshu Chachamim B'Yavne, the Chachamim in Yavne were Mefarish. Lo Shasa Kadesh Ater Min Amita V'Tadiach Spneah If it's been less time than the amount of time it takes to get off of the bed and clean yourself off, that's still toch zman enough that they're going to be tamei misafek. We're going to assume that she was at least a safek nida when they were having tashmish, and therefore they're potter from korban chatos, because it's not a vaday that they did the avera, but they're still going to be chayiv in asham talui. If you assume that you don't need chaticha achas mishtei chatichos, they're still going to be chayiv asham talui, because it's at least a safek that they were bol nida shasa kedei sheter min amita v'tadiachas pnea. But if there was enough time that passed that she could have gotten off the bed and cleaned herself off, that's already lachar zman, and at that point you don't even need to bring an asham talui. It's not even a safek. V'chein kishashasa me'is le'es u'mevkida l'vkida ba'al l'metam mishum maga v'enu metam mishum ba'al. What about tumul mafreya midrabanan of me'is le'es u'mevkida l'vkida? Yeah, we will say the husband is tamei as a maga nida, which is only tumas erev. He's only tamei for that one day, but he's not tamei mishum ba'al nida. We don't consider him to be a ba'al nida. Rabbi Kiva omer af metame mishum ba'al. Then Rabbi Kiva has his chumrah that me'is le'es is so severe that we're even going to be metame the husband mishum ba'al nida. Rabbi Yehuda ben Oshel Rechman Zakei omer ba'al nichnaseich ol maktir k'tores. No, we're not going to be metame mishum ba'al nida. Adrava, not even mishum maga nida. He could go into the heichel and be maktir k'tores. So the Achronim are bothered. That's a very expressive terminology. You know, why not just say he can go into the heichel? I mean, you don't even need to say that. You could say he's tahar. Oh, but you want to be very dramatic about it. He can go into the heichel. Why does he have to be maktir k'tores when he goes into the heichel? So one of the Achronim suggests, the Pnei Aryeh suggests somewhat creatively. He says, well, something to me b'rishos harabim is tahar. The heichel is a Rishos HaRabim, because it has a din of Rishos HaRabim, because people could be around in the Heichal. Whenever the Gemara says that the Azara is a Rishos HaRabim, so Mestama, the Gemara Pesachim says Mestama, the Heichal is Rishos HaRabim as well. However, at the Shas HaKtaris HaKtaris, the halacha is that everyone has to leave the Heichal. So he's left there all alone at the time of the HaKtaris HaKtaris. So that's Rishos Yachid. So we're trying to say that he's so tar, it's not even a Safik Tuma, that even when he's being Mak, you don't have a suffix to Mbrusha Sayachar. Okay, so Bisham Rav Chista, Hainu de Metairi Rabbanan. So according to Rav Chista, I understand why the Rabbanan are Metair. Because again, Rav Chista is the one that said that there's Acher and there's Acher Acher. So this is Acher Acher. El Rav Ashi, am I Metairi Rabbanan? But according to Rav Ashi, if the shear of reaching for a bedikah cloth and cleaning, and the shear of getting off of the bed and cleaning are the same shear, and neither of them is Acher Acher, they're both in that Suffolk window, then why are the Rabbanan Metaher? The Chitema, maybe you'll tell me, no, the Enei Biada, that the case that we're talking about is that she not only got off the bed, but she did not have a bedikah cloth in her hand, where even Rav Ashi would say, well, that's already much, much later, that's already past the time that it would be even a Suffolk. Well, then it should have said something about that. Meaning, that's a very critical detail. It shouldn't just say the amount of time that it takes to get off the bed. It should have said the amount of time that it takes to retrieve a bedikah cloth and get off of the bed. So, kasha, so that's a kasha on Shitas Ravashi. Then we had Rabbi Yehuda ben Oshel Rechman Zakei Omer, we just quoted in this brisa, Bala nichnas heichel maktir k'tores, that the husband could even go into the heichel and be maktir k'tores. So, says Rabbi Tepele Davin Ogeb, why can he be maktir k'tores? What about the Tumas Maga, meaning the Anida is Metamil Mafreya 24 hours Midrabanan, so at least we should consider him as someone who is Nogeya Benida, and he at least has Tumas Erev. So Hudamar Kishamai, Damar Kalanashim, Dayan Shaitan. Now we assume that all women are only Tamil Mikanulaba, that they're not Tamil Mafreya, like the Shita of Shammai. V'tepiklei dava balkeri, but nevertheless, if he had tashmish with a woman in the last 24 hours, that means he became a balkeri, he was motzi zera, so that makes him a balkeri. Okay, b'shalo gamar biyaso. The case is that he didn't have a gamar biyam, and mainly he never became a balkeri, and that's why he doesn't have to worry about that tumah. But then we say, modem chum the Rabbi Akiva b'ro kesem. The chacham are moda to Rabbi Akiva in a situation where there was a kesem, where she was roa kesem, which means that the chacham are moda to Rabbi Akiva, the husband is going to be more tamei when it was not a situation of a re'iyas dam, but of only a kesem, of only a stain. So says the Gemara, Amar Rav, the Tana means when we say that the chacham are moda that a roa kesem is metam bo'ala l'mafreya, that whenever whenever he was boiled or within 24 hours of that finding of the kesem, that the husband is going to be tamei. Rabbi Meiri, and we're assuming like the sheet of Rabbi Meir, who is very machmir about ksamim. So when it comes to Tumas Meisleis and Mafreya, he holds that if she even if she saw, we're not going to be mitame Baal al Mafreya, but by Matzah Kesem we will be mitame. By Re'iyah we wouldn't, but we're specifically more machmir by ksamim than we are by Re'iyah. Where do we have such a shita? So it was about a little over a week ago on Dav Zayin we had such a shita. And we said that there are four women that are considered Musalak as Damim, that we assume they're only Tamim Mikan Laba, they're Dayan Shaitan, right? The Zakena, Muberis, Manika, the Basulas Damim, they're all only Mitame Mikan Laba, and we're not Choshesh Bime Isla Ace for all the Taros that they may have touched, like we would be Choshesh for other women. So the Braisa, the Gemara quotes, there's Machloks or Meir Lechamim, what if those women find a Kesem? Where a Meir says, we're more Machmir and they're Noeg like the rest of the women, and there's Tumas Me'es Leis from the Metzias HaKesem. But according to the Chamim, the Din Kesem is the same as the Din Re'iyah, and it's not Metami the Mafreya. So you see very explicitly, the Rav Meir is more Machmir by Kesemim than by Re'iyah, because a Re'iyah really could have most likely just happened right now, whereas a Kesem could have been there for a while already, and therefore more Machmir by Kesemim. We're going to find later in the Masechta also that a Rav Meir is more machmir by ksamim, by a ro kesem, that we consider it like a zov, and the chamim are makel on that. We'll get to that later on. But that's the sheet of Rav Meir that we're referring to. So we're saying that Rav comments that when we say modem chalim Rabbi Kiva b'ro kesem, it means that it's metame boil on the mafreya for 24 hours because the kesem is more chamur. Ushmol amar mikanul abav. Rabbanan he Shmuel says, nah, that's not what it means. When the chamur modet Rabbi Kiva, it means that the boil is metame lahaba, but not me'es leis, not lemafreya, and we're assuming like the chamim that disagree with Rameir and hold that we're not more machmir by ksamim than we are by Re'iyah. So says Gemara, yeah, but then mikanu laba pshita, isn't it pasha that she's metame's boel and mikanu laba? She's tame. She's just raw kesem. Of course she's going to be metame the boel mikanu laba. Says Gemara, no, ma'al detema hol me'es rabbanon uksamim derabbanon. I might have thought that since the whole tumah lemafreya is only din derabbanon, and the Tum of Ksamim is only a Din Midrabanan, so I would compare the two. Ma me eis la eis lo metames ba'ala, af ksam lo metames ba'ala. I would think, naturally, that if a me eis la eis is not metame ba'ala, according to the Chum, is not metame the husband, so Ksamim are not going to be metame the husband. That she has to be knowing Tumah on herself, but it's not going to be metame the husband. So says Gemara, ooh, that's a good havamina, vei mahachinami. Why not say that? If these are both dinim drabanan, then that sounds like a taka is a good idea, that it should not be metame's bala, even mikan laba. So says Gemara, no, there's a difference between a kesem and a me'es la'es. Hasam ein shar shachad lefanecha. By Tumah Lemafreya, we don't know that there was any Shaila even at the time that he was Boel her. It was before anything was discovered. Right? Me'es Leis means we only discovered it later, and now we're retroactively trying to be Metame. So there was no indication that there was a problem at the time of the Bia. But Hacha Yeshar Shachal Fenecha. But over here where she finds a Kesem, the Kesem is Ma'orer Shaila at least. We at least have an issue in front of us where she has some Tumah here. She has blood that came out of her body. So this is at least a shaila that's in front of us, and that's why we're metame ba'ol. The chenam Reish Lakish, the mafreya of Rabbi Meiri, Rabbi Yochanan mikan alaba, v'rabbanan hi. This same machlokas, Rav and Shmuel, whether we're assuming whether when the chum modits Rabbi Akiva bro kesem, it's talking about tumah lemafreya like shitas from Meiru, so machmir about ksamim, or it's talking about mikan alaba like shitas rabbanan. So that same machlokas is machlokas between Reish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan. Okay, so says the Mishnah now, new Mishnah. All women are assumed to be Tahora. When their husbands come home, they can assume that their wives are Tahora. And specifically, if someone is Bamin Aderech, someone comes back from a trip somewhere, so you can assume his wife is Becheskas Tahora. So says Mar, it already said Kol Hanashim. It already said all women are Becheskas Tahora. Torah. So why does he have to add, oh, and you know what? Even if the husband was on a trip, what difference does it make if the husband was on a trip or not? All women are b'cheskas Torah. So says Gemara, I might think that it's you can only make the assumption when the husband was in town, because Hilchus Nida is something that's on her mind when her husband is in town. So if she has a hargasha, she'll look into it, and she'll be on top of her situation when the husband is in town. So that's where you can make an assumption that if she were Tameah, she would inform him immediately, and he doesn't have to ask any questions. Avleich delasa b'masal ramia anafsha lo. But if he wasn't in town, maybe she wasn't paying such careful attention, and she herself doesn't really know what her status is. So maybe he has to ask her so she could do a bedika and check it out. So come ask Milan. That's the chiddush of that second line in the Mishnah, that even when he's bamin aderech, he can assume she's becheskas tahora. Now, one of the more relevant lines la halacha in this mesechta. Amrei shlakish mishum Rabbi Yehuda nesia v'ushaba umatzaa betochimei onasa. That when do we assume that she's tahora? Only if the husband came back betochimei onasa. Question is, what in the world does that mean? Betochimei onasa, that he came back during the time of her ona. So says Rashi, lamid yom l'ri'iya. It means that he came back within 30 days of the last time she became a Nida. But if he's coming back more than 30 days after the last time she became a Nida, he cannot make any assumptions of Tahara. And with this, Rashi introduces a concept that does not appear explicitly in the Gemara anywhere, called Ona Beninus. That there is a halacha that you assume that if a woman, discussion whether it applies even if a woman has a Ves Kavua, but the assumption if a woman does not have Ves Kavua, an assumption that 30 days after the last Re'iya, she must do a Bedika, and you have to be Poresh from her, that there's such a concept called Ona Beninus. The only concept, where did Rashi get it from? So we did have a few days ago when we were talking about Zakena. What defines a Zakena? So Zakena is so that she didn't see for Shalosh Onos Samoch L'Ziknasa, that she was already advancing in age, old enough that people who are not her grandchildren can call her grandma, and she went three onos without seeing dam. And the Gemara says, what does it mean? She went three onos without seeing dam 3 times 30 days. That was defining as a Kena. That wasn't about Vestos. That wasn't about being Poresh from your wife when Samach Levesta. Rashi introduces it here, that that's what the Gemara must mean over here. That if he came back betochi me'onasa during the Zman of the Ona Beninus. It's interesting, we treat the Ona Beninus, it's been Mefurish Shulchan Aruch, it's been Kuf Peites and Yerodea, we treat the Ona Beninus as more chamer than any of the other Onos. We treat it almost like a Vest Kavua. Meaning, for example, if a woman has the Yom HaFlaga, right, she saw 28 days ago, so 28 days later, she's choshish for Veses. If she does not do a bedika on the Yom HaFlaga, she's still muteris lebaila. Ona Beninus, if she does not do a bedika, asur lebaila, becomes like a Ves Kavua, where without a bedika, they're not allowed to have Tashmish. So we treat the Ona Beninus more seriously, in a certain sense, than any of the other Vestos. And yet, Ona Beninus, most of the Rishonim never heard of. Most of the Rishonim assume it doesn't exist. Rashi heard of it. Rashi says that it exists. The Rambam doesn't have it. The Rif doesn't have it. Many of the Rishonim don't. So how do they read the Gemara? What does it mean, betochimei onasa, that they find her betochimei onasa? It means that the woman has a Veses. She has a Ves Kavua. She sees every, I don't know, whatever her cycle is, 33 days. So that's her cycle. So, betochimei onasa, you come back within her 33 days, then you know that she's Torah. Beyond 33 days, you can't assume that she's Torah, whatever her particular Ona is. So that's the fundamental machlokas, Rashi and many other Rishonim. There's a further machlokas whether it applies, whether Ona Beninus even applies when she has a Veses Kavua. From Rashi, the Rishonim are medayik that the chashash of Ona Beninus is even when she has a Veses Kavua. The sheet of the Ramban is that it's dafka when she does not have a Veses Kavua. And the sheet of the Rashba is a dafka when she does not have a Veses Kavua, that she's a Sura after Shloshim Yom. But if she has a Veses Kavua, there's no chashash of Ona Beninus. And it's very mistaver that there would not be a chashash of Ona Beninus when she has a Veses Kavua. The way the Rishonim say it, the Ramban, the Rashba, the way they formulate why Ona Beninus? She has no track record. I mean, I get Vesaflaga, Yom HaChodesh, the other vessels are based on her own Re'iyah. What's Ona Beninus about? So the Lashon that the Rishonim use is V'chili Olam Lo Tira. Do you think she's never going to see Dam? So you have to assume the average, and the average woman sees Milamid Yom, Lelamid Yom, because you can't assume she's never going to see Dam. So that's what the Ona Beninus is about. But if a woman has a Ves Kavua, the whole story of V'chili Olam Lo Tira doesn't apply. What do you mean V'chili Olam Lo Tira? No, I do think she'll see Dam on her actual Veses, but not at some random time, just because the average, you know, that's the average of when women see. So that's a discussion in the Rishonim, the most important discussion in the Rishonim about Ona Beninus, meaning the discussion of whether it exists, not such an important discussion on Halacha, because we paskin it does, right? We paskin like Rashi that it does, and we're choshish for Ona Beninus. The most important discussion on Halacha about Ona Beninus is when it is. How do we cheshbon these 30 days, right? When exactly is 30 days from the last Re'iyah? So the Shulchan Aruch assumes that 30 days means, if let's say she sees on January 1st, she gets her period on January 1st, January 30th is Yonah Beninus, which means that it's 30 days counting the day that she got her last Riyah and counting the day that you're expecting her to get the, meaning 28 days of blank in between, right? Or what we would call in English 29 days later, right? That's the Yonah Beninus according to the Shulchan Aruch. The Shach says, no, Yonah Beninus is whatever day of the Hebrew month it was last month, it is this month. Sometimes it's 30 days, sometimes 31 days, or what we would call sometimes 29 days later, sometimes 30 days later, right? On the January 1st case, sometimes it would be January 30th, sometimes January 31st. It all depends on the Hebrew month. And the Chavos Das's Shita is that it's always 31, that the Ona Beninus is 31 days later. And that's the Shita of the Chavos Das, that she always has to be Choshesh for that day and not day 30. And he has Rayas. We're not going to get into the Rayas right now. We have Rayas even from Gemara's we already saw, but he has some pretty compelling Rayas, such compelling Rayas that Rav Moshe held, there are people that are choshish for both, that are choshish for day 30 and day 31. Rav Moshe held only the Chavos Das, to only be choshish for day 31. Rav Poskim assumed not like Rav Moshe, but Rav Moshe was Rav Moshe, so a lot of people hold that way also, to only be choshish for day 31 and not to be choshish for day 30. So anyway, so that's the Ona Beninus. This line is what tells us about the din of Ona Beninus. Ona Beninus also might be more chamer in that many of the Poskim assume that an Ona Beninus is a 24-hour Ona, the place he holds this way. That, you know, when it comes to the other vessels, let's say you may have flaga, right? So haflaga means how many days since her last period, you project that forward. So if her last period was during the daytime, so we project forward to the daytime that number of days later, but only the daytime, only that ona, that particular time period. Why? Because it's based on her track record, and her track record was daytime last time, so we're going to project daytime forward. But Ona Beninus isn't based on her track record. Ona Beninus is based on the average. That's the average amount of time that women see. So is the average daytime? Is the average nighttime? I don't know. There's no. The average is about what calendar day it's going to be. So that's why the place he suggests that we should keep 24 hours for Ona Beninus. That's a second way that Ona Beninus is more chamor, or might be more chamor. Other poskim say not so. They only keep 12 hours for Ona Beninus, but there are those that are machmir. When you add in the Arzarua, right, the Arzarua has the Chumrah that in addition to whatever Ona you keep, you should always keep the Ona before that as well. So when you add in the Arzarua, sometimes if you're going to keep all the Chumras, it will be 36 hours straight of Ona, because let's say her Ona comes out, let's say the last time she got a period was nighttime. So Ona Beninus is going to be nighttime, right? But if you hold like the place, you got to keep the full day, so that means the next day as well. If you hold like the Arzarua, you got to keep the previous Ona. So it would turn out day, night, day, all for one Ona. So that's a little much. It may seem like. So some of the poskim suggest a compromise. If her Ona Beninus is during the Ravazan rites, if her Ona Beninus is during the daytime, meaning the last time she had a Riyah was during the daytime, then keep the night before also. Because then, between the Arzaruas Chumrah to always keep the Ona before, and the Placey that you always keep 24 hours, so the night before is covered with possible Shitos that you should. But if it's nighttime, so then maybe not. Then maybe it's not worthwhile to keep the day before. Moriv Rabbi Rav Willig, whenever it comes to Vestos Shailas, I'm discovering all like the Pesachim, because I'm teaching Hilchos Nida this year, so I'm discovering all the Pesachim that the Rashi Yeshiv have. So whenever it comes to Hilchos Nida Shailas, he'll always ask, whenever it comes to Hilchos Vesel Shailas, he'll always ask, is it a nighttime Vesel or a daytime Vesel? La Halacha makes no difference if it's a nighttime Vesel or a daytime Vesel, usually. But he'll always ask that, because that measures the Shasat Chak of the situation, or how much of an inconvenience it is for the couple. Because a daytime Vesel, he's at work, she's somewhere else, it's no big deal to observe a daytime Vesel, especially this time of year. There are no hours that it's light that a husband and wife see each other. But a nighttime Vesel is much more of an inconvenience, much more of a trouble, so that's he'd be much more, generally more Nota Lahakel. Kedarko Bakodesh in terms of using common sense and understanding of people and their experiences. Okay, so says Gemara. So back to where we were. So Rishab says in the name of Yudin Nasiya that it's only if he finds a betochi meyonasa, only then can he assume that she's Torah. Amravuna lo shanu el shein laveses. Aval yesh laveses asu l'shamish. That's only if she doesn't have a veses. But if she has a veses, then it's asu taftash mishamita. Wait a second. We just said half the Rishonim understood the previous line as saying that he finds her within her Zman Veset. So how can we even have a Havamina to say that that's talking about a woman who doesn't have a Veset? So those Rishonim will say that Rav Huna is going back on the Mishnah. He's not going back on the previous line of Gemara. He's going back on the Mishnah, where the Mishnah says that you could always assume your wife is Bechazkas Tahora, that Amrav Huna, only if she doesn't have a Veset. So says Gemara, well, Klape Laya, that's backwards. Adraba, Ipcha Mistavra, Ein laveses im chazoi, yesh laveses veses kaviela. I would think that if ein laveses, she could see at any time, so it's very risky. Yesh laveses, well, then you can assume that she'll only see at her zman veses, and you shouldn't have to worry. So eli itmar hachi itmar. Okay, so here's the better way to formulate it. Amar afunu lo shanu ella shelo higia shas vesta. That this is only if she, you can only assume tahora when the shas veses didn't come. Aval higia Shas Vesta Asura. When the Shas Vestas has already arrived, she is Asura. Kasavar Vestos da Oraisa. We're assuming that Vestos are in fact da Oraisa. And that's why if it's Higia Shas Vesta, she is Asura. The proper pronunciation, I think we pointed this out, the proper pronunciation is probably Visasos da Oraisa, Rabbi Force points out in the Sefer, but that's not the Yeshivish way to say it. So we'll say Vestos da Oraisa, knowing that it's incorrect. Okay, no. So Vestos da Oraisa, and Rashi says, what do you mean? Where's the Pasuk? Halacha Moshe Misinai. The Mechaskin and Labatuma Safi. That it's halacha Moshe Misinai. Rav Aruchana Amar Afilu Igiya Shas Vesta Nami Muteres Kasavra Vestos Rabbanan. That even if the Shas Vesta came, she's still Muteres because he's assuming that it's Vestos are only Rabbanan. What does it mean Vestos Rabbanan? It says Rashi Hitzrichu Chacham Livdok Biyom Vesta Shematira. That the requirement to do Bedika Biyom Vesta because she might see Dam at that time. Miu Hecha To Lo Hava Biir Velo Yadin Ni Batka Ilo Batka Lo Masafkin Lo Betuma. But the guy wasn't around, and he doesn't know, did she do bedika? Did she not do bedika? You don't have to assume that there's tumah over there. Ravashi masni hachi. Ravashi taught the machlokes a little differently. That Amar Rav Huna lo shanu ela she'ein la veses liyamim. That it's only if she does not have a veses liyamim, meaning she doesn't have a veses that's purely calendar based. It's purely based on number of days. Eli yesh la veses liyamim ulekvitzos. Her veses is what we call a veses hamorkav. That it's not that every X number of days she gets her period. It's every X number of days that she does jumping jacks, she gets her period. That she goes swimming, she gets her period. There's some activity that triggers the veses on particular days. That's what we're going to assume. Kivan de b'maisa talia milsa. That since it's dependent on her doing something, ema lo kafetz v'lo chazai. So the husband can make the assumption that she didn't do that activity, whatever that activity is, cartwheels that brings about her veses. So you can assume that she wasn't kofit, she wasn't jumping all, she wasn't doing her whole gymnastics routine and triggering her veses. Aval yesh la veses li yamim asru l'shamish. But if she has a veses that's only about yamim, that's only about schedule, about calendar, then it's asru l'shamish because she's becheskas tuma if she didn't do bedika at the time of that veses. So kasav rav v'sas daraisa. We're assuming that vestos are daraisa. Rav Rabbanan amar afilu yesh la veses liyamim muteres. That no, even if she just has a veses liyamim, she's still muteres the baila, even if the day of the Veses has already passed. Why? Because of Veses Rabbanan. He assumes that to do a Bedika, B'Shas Vesta, is only a Takanas Chachamim, but Mida Raisa, there's no Chashash that maybe she saw Dan. So since that whole Chiv is only Mida Rabbanan, if the husband was not in town on the day of the Veses, and he doesn't know whether she did the Bedika or not, he doesn't have to raise issues about her Tahara. He can assume that she is Tahora. We assume that she's Becheskas Tahara. Okay, so says Gemara, Amar Rav Shmuel Mishmeid Rabbi Yochanan. Isha sheyesh la veses, bala michashev yimei vesta, u baleha. If a woman has a veses, the husband is able to make a cheshbon. Well, wait a second. When should she have become tamei? How many days have passed since then? Is that enough time for her to have become tahora, and therefore maybe I'm allowed to be with her now? So he's allowed to do that and then be boel her if enough days have passed. So in the days where they used to observe Yimei Nida and Yimei Ziva and differentiate between them, he can cheshbon if she was supposed to get her period on Rosh Chodesh, so she's tamei for 7 days, and as long as it's more than 7 days after Rosh Chodesh, he can be boel her, he can assume that she's tahora. Nowadays, if she typically gets her period for and only bleeds for 5 days, so you can assume 5 days plus 7 days, it's been 12 days since the time she got her period. Mela, she must have taken care of it. She must be Tahora. This Gemara seems to make the assumption that if the husband is not in town, it is appropriate for her to go to the mikveh even though the husband is not around. That is not a universal assumption. Now, there is a discussion in this Masechta about whether Tevila Bizmana Mitzvah or Tevila Bizmana Lav Mitzvah. If you hold Tevila Bizmana Mitzvah, then of course, meaning it's a mitzvah. She has to go to the mikvah even if we're Yom Kippur. It has nothing to do with being with her husband. She would have to go to the mikvah. We happen to assume tevila bezmana lav mitzvah, that even though we encourage a woman to go to the mikvah on time, but that's mishum peruvu, that's mishum shalom bayis. It's not about the tevila itself being a mitzvah. So is it worthwhile or even permissible for a woman to go to the mikvah if the husband's not in town? So apparently, Kabbalistically, there are things about this. In the Tshuva Shavus Yaakov, he says that that she shouldn't do it unless she brings a tinok with her, and when she sleeps in her room, she should have a knife under the pillow and have like things that, you know, are difficult to explain lahalacha, right? These are much more Kabbalistic type of things. So a number of the other achronim just point out that lechora from our sugya, it's mefurash that she does go to the mikvah during the. I was talking to Rav Shechter about this. He was very unhappy about certain psukim that he heard from people that have nothing to do with halacha, that are all kabbalistically based and have nothing to do with halacha. So as a matter of halacha, it sounds like there's no problem with her going to the mikveh. But you'd be surprised. A lot of the poskim take this stuff very seriously. Rav Ozer and Shiri Shevet Alevi says that she should not go to the mikveh when her husband's not in town. He says that's the minhag. She should wait for her husband to come in town. He says if he's coming back tomorrow and it's going to be crazy and he's coming back during the daytime, whatever, so then she can go to the mikveh at night, but he says she should try to have a roommate for that night or something like that. Like, he takes these things very very seriously. Okay, I think we generally assume our poskim generally assume that that she can go whenever it's convenient for her before her husband comes back to town. If her husband's coming back Thursday night and Hillel Tevila is Monday, she doesn't have to go Monday, but she can go Tuesday, Wednesday, whatever works for her that's going to make her tahora in time. Okay, so that's the cheshbon that the Gemara says. So Rav Shmuel bar Yeva le Rabbi Abba, Am Rabbi Yochanan afilu yalda to beziza le mitbal. Is this true even about a very young girl who sometimes is hesitant to go to the mitzvah without some encouragement from her husband? That's the way Rashi understands it. Tosfos understands no yalda. Even if she gave birth, the beziza doesn't mean she's embarrassed to go to the mikveh. It means she's afraid, because in the first 30 days, she's her health is very iffy, and she's afraid to go to a cold mikveh. It's going to be bad for her health. So today, you know, the rate of recovery after childbirth is like unbelievable in comparison to what they were dealing with in the times of Chazal. Right, today you could go, you know, a woman comes out of the hospital the next day, and 3 days later, she's at the gym at her spin class or something. Like, maybe lav dafka 3 days, but still, yeah, it's within 30 days she's okay going into a bath. But anyway, that's how Tosfos says. Amalei atu vaday rasa. Well, wait a second. Do we know for sure that that she saw dam. Miyam Rabbi Yochanan, at vader rasa miyam Rabbi Yochanan, emer dam Rabbi Yochanan safik rasa safik lo rasa. Rabbi Yochanan only says his kula that you can make this cheshbon and assume she's tahara if you don't know if she saw dam. Vimtim salama rasa emer tavla. And if she did see dam, maybe she went to the mikvah already. Aval vader rasa. But if you know for sure that she was tameh, miyamer to tavla. Who says she went to the mikvah? Havelei safik vaday vein safik motzim midei vaday. It's a safik whether she. It's a vaday that she became tameh. Safik whether she took care of that tumah ain't something motzim midei vaday. You cannot make an assumption that she took care of that tumah already. So says Gemara, is that true that you cannot make such assumptions? Velo, is a suffix not motzim midei vaday? So Gemara is going to bring two rayas. Raya number one, vatanya, we have a brisa. Chaver shemes. Let's say you have a person who's neman about trumas and maisos, and he dies. V'niach megura mleya peros, and he leaves a basket of fruit that belonged to him. Afilu ein b'nei yoman. Even if it was only one day since they had a gemar malacha and became chayiv and maisros, harein b'cheskas mesukhanin. This person is a trustworthy person. You have the right to assume that maisros were taken. V'ahacha vaday taval. But over here the case, vaday tevel rather. Over here the case, I mean, hilchas nidamot. V'ahacha vaday tevel. Over here it's certainly tevel. The fruit certainly was chayiv in trumas and maisros. Safik mu'usar, safik einu mu'usar. But it's a safik whether trumas and maisros were taken from it. V'kasi safik, motzim midei vaday. And safik, the suffix, whether it was Mesukan, is strong enough to address a Vaday problem. So suffix solution handles a Vaday problem. So how can you tell me that the suffix solution of maybe she went to the mikvah does not handle the Vaday problem of her being Tameah? So says Gemara, no, the case of the Chacham is not a suffix and a Vaday. Hasam Vaday v'Vadayhu. It's a double Vaday. Just like it's a Vaday that it was Tevel, it's a Vaday that it was addressed. That it was Trumas Meister were taken. Kidrav Chanina Chazah, Damrav Chanina Chazah, Chazaka al Chavar Sheinu Motzi Mitachziyad, the Dover Sheinu Mesukan. It's not just 50-50 whether a Chavar took Trumas Meister. It's a Chazaka, Vitoris Vadai, that he took Trumas Meister. So that's not a case of a Suffolk solution resolving a Vadai problem. The Iba Yisema, or the other way to say it is that it's not a Suffolk and Vadai, but rather Suffolk for Suffolku. It's a Suffolk and a Suffolk, meaning we're not even so sure that these peros were ever really tevel. How are we not sure that they were ever really tevel? Kid Rabbi Yoshaya, Dam Rabbi Yoshaya, Marim Adam Al Tavuaso Machnisa Bemot Shala. A person could do a harama in order to avoid the chiyuv of Chumas and Maestros by bringing the grain into the house before he separates the kernel from the shell, and he's only does the gemar malacha in the house. And in that way, his behemah is going to be allowed to eat from the tavua, and he's not going to have to take the maisros before the behemah eats from the tavua, because the chiv maisros is not chal unless there's re'ias pnei abayis, that you had a gemar malacha out in the field, and then the tavua came into to the bayis in that way. It's just that the chachamim made a special din that you're not allowed to have nachilas keva, even if you didn't have a re'ias pnei abayis, but a behemah you're allowed to feed without a re'ias pnei abayis, even in large quantities, because a behemah is always, no matter what quantity the behemah eats, it's always considered an achilas arai. So since it's a suffolk whether the chaver was ever chayiv in trumas ma'isros, and it's a suffolk whether he was mafresh the trumas ma'isros, so that's a case of suffolk for suffolk, and therefore we say while ain't suffolk motzi midei vaday, a suffolk is at least motzi midei suffolk. Tosus points out over here that Kadesha Te Behemto Ocheles, so Tosus in the wide lines, Dibra Maskel Kadei, Mashma de Betevel Shara'a Pnei Abayis Afilu Behemto Nami Lo Achla. Sounds like that if it were real Tevel that was Ra'a Pnei Abayis, you wouldn't even be allowed to feed to your Behema, right? If it was Mamish Tevel. Betemilari, Maisha Mishnara Hanos, Tushari Domatim Tevel Shiyasa Banah. So Tosus, I don't understand why not. Meaning, Tevel is not an Isra Hanah, it's an Isra Achila. So your behema eating it is hana'a. That's not achila. So why wouldn't you be allowed to feed it to your behema, even if it was real tevel? So it says Tosfos that we have a drasha in the second parak of Masechah Shabbos that ain madlikim betevel tamei, because it says this b'shmeres trumasa b'shtei trumasa kasa medaber achas tor v'achas tamei, that just like tahora you can only eat mishas harama ve'elach, so too tamei. So that hadlaka cannot be done with tevel. Why can't hadlaka be done with tevel? You have shemin shel tevel. Why can't you be madlik? Says Tosfos, this is not an isser of hana'a. There is no isser hana'a of tevel, but there's an isser of hana'a shel kilui, of hana'a that uses it up. I mean, if you want to benefit from the tevel in some way, that it's still going to be there. I don't know what that way you want to sit on it or something like that and use it as a chair. That's fine. There's no isra hana'a of tevel, but hana'a shel kilui is aser. So just like hadlaka is aser, being machal behema would be considered hana'a shel kilui. So the only way to make it mutter the behema is by avoiding the status of tevel to begin with. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we'll get to the second raya where we seem to have a case where a safek is motzi midei vaday.